Advocates for a local network of recreational trails are promoting a major step forward for the planned extension of a trail in Racine County. But the actual opening of the segment is likely years away. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has the tale of what it can take to add to the trail system in southeastern Wisconsin.
The White River State Trail currently goes for 19 miles on an abandoned railroad corridor between Elkhorn in Walworth County and Dover in western Racine County. A planned 11-mile extension would be to the east between Union Grove and Sturtevant, allowing easier access for people living in or visiting Racine. We went for a look at the proposed extension. A farm tractor rolls north on the blacktopped 59th Drive and crosses what's scheduled to become the east-west trail extension. For now, the trail corridor is a narrow stretch of overgrown plants, trees, and two dirt lanes on which an emergency vehicle could travel now that the old rails and wooden ties have been removed. But even that would be a bumpy ride. The idea to acquire the additional 11 miles from the Canadian Pacific Railroad came from the Union Grove Rails to Trails group. Co-leader Shelley Petrick says the effort started about 6 years ago as part of a project for a local leadership class. Petrick told a recent meeting in Union Grove that gathering endorsements included a lot of outreach.
We set up informational tables at the high school track meets and outside Piggly Wiggly. We attended board meetings for the local municipalities, and we gained letters of support from every municipality that the trail will pass through.
Eventually, the effort caught the attention of the local state representative, who was well known across Wisconsin as a conservative, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. But the Republican disclosed that he and his wife walk another Racine County trail a few times a month.
And I'll be honest with you, I have no idea how the trail got there. I have no idea who the people were that made it happen or how they put the money together, but I know that we love walking on that trail.
So Voss says he was willing to support using about $1 million in state Knowles Nelson stewardship funds to acquire the White River State Trail extension. Racine County came up with $500,000, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has negotiated a tentative deal with Canadian Pacific. But that only gets us part of the way through the trail tail. Assuming the deal stays together, Racine County would be in charge of developing the extension. County Public Works Director Julie Anderson says one question will be, who all gets to use the corridor besides bicyclists and hikers?
You know, of course, everyone wants a stake in this, right? So we've got the snowmobiles, we've got the UTVs that have an interest in it. We've got fat tire bikes now are used year-round, so we're trying to figure out how do we plow some areas of our current trails in the winter because of, you know, fat tire bikes.
Anderson says another issue will be deciding the trail's surface.
Do I know what the surfaces are going to be right now? I have no idea. Do I envision parts of it will be paved? Probably. Do I envision parts of it might be in gravel for a while? Probably.
The surface will be one of the factors in determining the development cost. Financial estimates vary, but one figure puts the price tag at $80,000 per mile. It's possible the federal government could help. Kevin Muse of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission says his agency recently teamed up with local governments to submit an application to a national program called RAISE. It provides money across all transportation modes. Muse says he hopes for funds to develop several local trail segments, including the White River extension.
I'm not going to stand up here and say, we've got a great chance we're going to get it. But what we've found through experience through this program in the past in other parts of the region is usually after two or three times, you do get it.
Muse says the infrastructure bill now being debated in Congress could expand another potential pool of funds. The Rails to Trails Conservancy says the White River extension would be an important segment for the Route of the Badger. That's a planned 700-mile regional trail network in southeastern Wisconsin that still has a few hundred miles before completion. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.